Hey friends, in today's purgatory video, we're going to talk about three things: the two purgatories, the size of purgatory, and the role of Jesus in apparitions in purgatory. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. So, there are two purgatories that we can go through. One, the one that we suffer here in this life, and one, the one that we go to after we die. Now, it's always awesome to think about that, to know that we have those two options. I've talked about this before, that we can suffer purgatory in this life. Many of you know this. Many of you know how difficult it is. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. Now, I didn't necessarily ask for it or want it, but God sent it to me anyway. And purgatory, as it always is the case, is incredibly, incredibly personal. It's incredibly customized to each and every person. It's different for everyone. No one experiences the same thing, because everyone has different things that need to be purified. So for instance, I've been here since Monday night. It's Friday. There are so many details about what's happened to me over the last week that you just wouldn't understand unless you knew lots of things about me to understand why this was such a purgatory for me. Namely, one of them being that November 2nd, the most important day for my channel, is coming really soon. And the last place that I would want to be is sick and in a hospital. Just that was incredibly purifying to my patients and all these different things, along with all these little things that happened throughout the week. So just like whatever might happen to you, I might look at that and think, well, that's a piece of cake. I could go through that. But for you, it's incredibly challenging, because it's challenging your own either defects or weaknesses, or however you want to phrase that. Now, the size of purgatory, I want to share with you. I read this from the book of Saint Mechtild of Magdeburg. This description was just epic. I loved it. Purgatory is immense, the book says. It stretches from the mouth of hell to the gates of heaven. Isn't that an unbelievable image about the size of purgatory? Why the mouth of hell? Because parts of purgatory are on the very border of hell. We know that from a lot of different mystics. This would be where people who were committing mortal sin after mortal sin and just barely repented. So basically, they deserved to go to hell, but God in his mercy, for perhaps something they did many years ago, granted them the grace of entering purgatory. And then they're obviously grateful, even if it's the absolute lowest part of purgatory. They're glad to be there and not in hell. And then all the way to the gates of heaven. Isn't that just beautiful that our purgatory will take us there? Like, you know, when you're in an airport and then there's, I can't think of them right now, but there's elevators or those walkways that take you like right to the very place. That's exactly what purgatory will do for all of us. And the last part is, when we hear about apparitions of purgatory, we always hear about the saints being involved or even going to purgatory to assist the souls in purgatory, that guardian angels and other angels and the Blessed Mother even walks around purgatory. I mean, that must be a sight to behold. And so the question came to mind for me, well, why don't we ever read about apparitions of Jesus in purgatory? Why doesn't that happen? Now, we hear all the time that he speaks to different saints and tells them, for instance, Saint Faustina, pray for this soul, pray for these souls, don't forget them. So he's very involved, but always from the outside and never from the inside. Can you guess why? Let me give you 2 seconds. Let's see what you can think of. I knew this was from the Lord, because as soon as the question came, the answer came. Because for them to see Jesus would become heaven. That's why. He can't go into purgatory to let them see him, because it would destroy purgatory. He is so majestic and so beautiful that to see him is to be in heaven. Think about that. To see the glorified Jesus Christ is to be in heaven. Therefore, part of purgatory is precisely that, not seeing him. So my friends, I hope that this was helpful. A little bit different scenario for me to be recording. Thank you for all of you who have been praying for my health. I'm basically at 99%. They're going to let me out tomorrow morning. I'll see you in the next one.